Good evening. Welcome along to another episode of The Score here on Highland Radio. I'm Mark Gallagher and I will be with you from now until 8 o'clock. And it is a football special on the programme tonight ahead of what is a massive weekend for soccer here in the Northwest. The opening round of fixtures in the inaugural FAI National League will be played on Saturday with three Donegal clubs making their first appearances in senior football. Letterkenny Rovers are away to Salt Hill Devon of Galway. Cockle Celtic are away to Mervyn United, also of Galway, and Bonagie United host Dublin club Home Farm FC at Dry Arch Park. We're going to hear from the Bonagie and Cockhill camps a bit later in the programme, but we're going to start with Letterkenny Rovers. They held a National League launch this week. Highland's Jeremy Doherty went along to the event and caught up with Gareth Doherty, captain for the upcoming campaign. And firstly, here is Rovers manager Stephen McConnell.
Yeah, it's massive for me personally, but it's massive for the club, it's massive for the town, but yeah, it's something I'm looking forward to. And I suppose over the last few years, with the success that we've had, we've built towards us, and we've always, I suppose, we've had a few successful years. So yeah, I think this is the next challenge for us now, and I think we're ready for it.
Yeah, and how have preparations gone? I know that there have been a few friendlies, and there's been, you know, weeks and weeks of training. Stephen, are you ready to hit the ground running?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. We played Bonagie there on Saturday in a friendly, and I suppose we left out a couple of boys that were just carrying me minor knocks just to get them fresh for this Saturday. But preparations for pre-season have been brilliant. I think we've played a few Northern Irish teams from the Championship, and we've played two National League teams, and we've got a good account of ourselves. So yeah, I'm delighted about how everything's went so far.
And you've added to your panel from the Donegal League season?
Yeah, we've brought in, we lost a couple, but we've brought in about seven good signings, and they've really impressed in pre-season. Like, they've gelled well with the boys, they've come in and they're getting used to their style of play, and some of them have been exceptional in pre-season games. So yeah, I'm delighted with the signings have gelled in.
Yeah, and the mood among the players then, Stephen, I mean, it's a big step up for them, but I'm sure there is excitement among them all to get going.
It's massive. Like, obviously there's a wee bit of unknown, but there's unknown for 14 other clubs as well. But no, the boys are excited, and they're giving the impressions they're looking forward to it, and that you can see it in training. Like, the standard in training has been top notch, like, and I'm delighted with it.
And for you yourself as manager, it's a step up as well, isn't it? Because all of a sudden now you're managing a club that's playing at National League level, playing against good opposition, good players, and managers who have probably managed at a high level as well.
Yeah, look, there's managers that have played for Ireland, there's managers that have managed Ireland under 21s, and yeah, look, I'm relishing the challenge. I'm always ambitious and I always back myself, and I suppose as the standard goes up now in football, the standard has to go up off the pitch, and our preparations and stuff too, and I believe we've done that. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so Saturday first up, Salt Hill Devon away. It's the start of what, first of all, is a shortened season, but I'm sure you're going to look to do well in the first campaign.
Oh, absolutely. Look, you're going down to Salt Hill, they're an ex-League Ireland club, they're the top class facilities, and Ireland International playing or managing them now. So yeah, we're going down there, but all we can do is prepare as best we can and give a good account to ourselves, and I believe we'll do that on Saturday.
Gareth Doherty, you've been a player with Letterkenny Rovers now for several seasons. All of a sudden, this is a step up to National League level. I'm sure you're really looking forward to this.
I don't know. I think we're all looking forward to it, Jim, and all players and staff. I suppose it's been a long time coming now. There's been chat about it for the last two or three years nearly. We've kind of heard about it, so yeah, I'm looking forward to it now. We've had a good pre-season and looking forward to Saturday now.
Yeah, and your manager Stephen and Anthony Gorman, they have assembled a good squad, a mixture of good talent, up and coming players and experienced players.
I know, we've a few good signings, and we've already had a very good group over the last few years, and we've added some very good players. Brendan and Adam from KG, Roland from Donegal Town, Cahill from Glenae, and Paddy from KG as well. So it's all kind of players that we would all know anyway, you know, we've played with them in the past. So, and they've fitted in well so far. So, yeah, all good lads.
I mean, given the fact that you've played at such a good level all down through your career, Gareth, it's a new chance for yourself.
I know, we're all looking forward to it. I would say probably 80% of our squad has probably played at League of Ireland or even in the North there. So, yeah, it's probably we are well used to a bit of a higher standard, so not a bit. We're looking forward to Saturday anyway.
And you know what comes with that then. It's a step up in everything, not just playing standards, but your whole approach, your whole attitude to the game.
Yeah, but I suppose the last few years, I suppose ever since kind of Anthony came in after the Ulster Senior League, it's, the standard kind of has risen in the club, so training and all kind of has been a very good standard anyway over the last few years, so nothing really has changed there, but I suppose we're just looking forward to getting started now on Saturday.
Yeah, and you can see tonight, like, a great turnout for this launch night. All ages here, club members, coaches, you know, at the various age groups, and women's football for all. It means a lot to the people.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of work going on in the background of the club, and everybody's working very hard, and it's great to see you here tonight. There's a lot of excitement in the club at the minute, so well, I think everybody's looking forward to it.
It'd be nice to get off to a good start.
I will. Saw Tull on Saturday, so we don't know too much about them, but I think we'll know a wee bit more about them now coming into training during the week. But I suppose what we do know is they have a few experienced players and an experienced manager in Greg Cunningham, so I'm sure they'll be well set up. I'm sure we'll get into training now this week and come up with a plan ourselves, and hopefully get off to a good start.
That is Letterkenny Rovers captain Gareth Doherty, and before that was the voice of manager Stephen McConnell. So, I'm now going to welcome onto the programme former Finn Harps manager and current director of football at Letterkenny Rovers, Anthony Gorman. Anthony, thanks for popping on. How are things?
Good, Mark. How are you? Hope everything's well.
Yeah, all is good here. So, we're going to get on to our usual Finn Harps and Derry City chat in just a second, but we have heard from Stephen McConnell and Gareth Doherty ahead of this weekend's opening National League game for Rovers. Needless to say, it's a very exciting time to be involved with the club, Anthony.
It is, yeah, and it's we're at the stage now where we're a couple of days away from our first game in the National League, and I think, you know, while the players have put in an awful lot of work in terms of preparation and in terms of commitment and making the effort to prepare and play at this level, I think, you know, it's a time now for reflection and looking back and congratulate our committee and the people behind the scenes that have put in such a lot of time and effort to make this possible, you know, for having the foresight, the ambition, you know, and the dedication to go and go through the whole application process. And I think, like, the first game, it's more, while it's exciting for the players, it's you know, a great reward for the committee and the effort that they've put in over the last number of years, because it just hasn't happened overnight. Like, it's been a long process, and Trevor Scanlon touched on it on Monday night when he says originally there were 70 clubs applied to enter the league, and it's been whittled down to 15. So a lot of credit to our committee, but also, like, we can't talk about ourselves without mentioning Bunnegay and Cockhill and congratulating them on getting to this level as well and getting to this stage. And it shows, like, an awful lot of foresight and ambition on all three clubs' part.
You're heavily involved, you have been for the past couple of years, in the management dugout and also as director of football. From a director of football's perspective, what is the introduction of three more teams to senior football going to do for football and, I suppose, the football player here in the Northwest? If you look at it, we've obviously got Finn Harps and Derry, and now you're adding in Letterkenny, Cockhill, Bunnegay into this National League. Up north, you've got Coleraine and Limavady in the NIFL Premiership, and then the likes of, you know, Stute, Strabane, Derrickview, Ballina and Mallard in the lower tier in the north. Is it a good thing to have this amount of teams in the area playing senior football here, or what kind of effect do you think is that going to have going forward for the player in the Northwest?
I think what it's given for the player in the Northwest area, and especially young players coming through at our club, it's given them that extra incentive in terms of player pathway. You know, the players now, they have that, you know, if you're talking, like, we start off with our kids at junior overs on a Sunday morning, Mark, where you'll have well over 100 kids there on any given Sunday. And, you know, over the last number of years, we've seen them players progress through to play at our, like, when we started off junior overs, we were involved in the John Giles Foundation, and now there's players, we see players now that are in our youth team that have come through that. So it's been a long enough process, but, you know, them players now, their ambition previously would have been to play, you know, make it into the reserves and make it into the Sunday Premier team. But now, you know, they also have the chance to progress and play National League level. And, you know, I know there's critics out there that think, you know, there's no real need for the league. And but at the end of the day, it's the third highest level of football that's available to players to play in the Republic of Ireland. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for our players, especially the homegrown players, you know, it's a fantastic opportunity for them. And also, like we have signed good players this year as well, you know, players that have come into our team. And, you know, if the players are good enough and they show a good enough effort and commitment and desire to play at that level, well, you know, it's very hard to ignore that type of player. And in terms of the Northwest, you know, the Northwest has always been a hotbed of football, Mark.
Mm.
And, you know, the different levels. We talked about the Premier Division teams and the Irish League and that, and like we're talking different levels there, where they've got, especially Coleraine, vast amounts of money, and Derry City in that bracket as well, you know. And we've seen it over the last couple of years with Finn Harps as well, where, you know, locally they look at players, but certainly they're not afraid to delve into the international market as well. And so if the players show dedication, effort, obviously ally that with ability, like the pathways are there for them to progress and to play at as high a level as possible.
Yeah, certainly exciting for the young player to come through any of the three clubs, Ushuaia, Cockhill and Bunnaghee. We look forward to seeing how it all pans out. We are going to hear from the Cockhill and Bunnaghee camp shortly on the programme, but maybe we'll move on to matters in the SSCA Trusty League for the time being. Anthony, Finn Harps, they've been on a bit of a slide, beating 3-1 at home to Cove last week. After going 3-0 down at home early on, you know, it was kind of doom and gloom, but there did seem to be maybe signs of a bit of progress and positivity for in the second half especially.
Well, the one thing you can say is that they showed a bit of fight.
Mm.
And if you're trying to put a positive spin on it, Mark, you know, they won the second half 1-0. You know, and the penalty was earned by Shawnee Bradley, was again showed great desire and determination to get into the box and won the penalty. Now we've seen this, like the Finn Harps have made a couple of experience signings over the last couple of weeks, and the likes of Kieran Harkin and Shane Ferguson, who's got unbelievable experience. But you know, it's about them. Harps now are in a situation where this season can't get any worse, and you know, there's the positives you take out of it is the fact that there's been so many young players getting an opportunity, and but in a team that's struggling like that, and at times getting bad beatings, which they have taken over the last number of weeks and last couple of months, you know, it's very important that the senior players in the team get around the young players and, you know, reassure them and tell them, you know, make sure they don't become disillusioned or lose confidence and faith. Like the most important thing now is that the young players that are getting opportunities, that they don't hide, that they continue to be brave, and that's a real test of character for them.
And you touched on it, they brought in Shane Ferguson, obviously a vastly experienced player. It looks like Patrick's trying to bring in a bit of experience to mix in with the young, but there is still that looming problem at the back and the lack of centre halves he has available. Played the last three and conceded 13. It's not good reading, and that'll be something they'll look to address as quickly as possible. And going to UCD tomorrow night, it doesn't get any easier. UCD are right in the hunt for promotion, so it's not getting any easier, especially tomorrow night.
No, and I suppose like the loss of Connor Touris to a long-term injury as well has made that, you know, the defensive situation very, very difficult, because over the last number of years, I mean, Connor's been the real talisman for that football team, not only from a defensive point of view, but with his ability to pop up and get important goals. But from another point of view, I mean, I think it's an opportunity for Joel Bradley-Walsh to step up, and like he's, you know, he's shown a lot of potential over the last number of seasons, and like we were fortunate enough to have him for a period at Letterkenny Rovers, where, you know, where he excelled at that level. So it's an opportunity for him now to become a leader in that defensive unit, and you know, he's played enough games now where he should be sort of rallying the troops, if you like, and playing and showing with the experience that he's had over the last number of years, and start showing real leadership, and it could really benefit Joel in the long term.
Yeah, well, kickoff is at 7:45 tomorrow evening at the Belfield UCD Bowl. Elsewhere, Cork City can actually win the league this week, depending on results. They're 20 points clear and at home to Wexford. Bray Wanderers are away to Athlone. Cove host Longford, and a Munster derby sees Treaty go to Kerry. Moving on to the Premier Division, Derry aren't playing until Sunday when they face Shamrock Rovers. How would you maybe assess Derry's last couple of games since Mark Connolly took charge, Anthony?
Well, I think, you know, I was done to watch them play against Sligo, and it was a very positive performance by them. They played with real energy. The shackle seemed to be off them. I think with Tiernan departing the club, Tiernan Lynch, I think, you know, that it lifted a bit of a weight off the shoulders of a lot of the people, and especially the players. And they played with a real energy and a real freedom. And the new players that came in were very impressive, I have to say. And I know with Mark Connolly's role at the club, like he was a big factor in the signing of them players. So it certainly, like, it was plain to see for a long time that the change was needed. The board were reluctant to act, and they seemed reluctant to bow to the pressure from the supporters, but they've acted now. And to be fair, I think Mark Connolly is getting more of a tune out of them than what Tiernan was. And, they've realistically their best hope of silverware or best hope of Europe for next season is going to be through the FA Cup.
Yeah, that game is at 4:00 on Sunday against Shamrock Rovers. Tomorrow night, though, there's four games in the top flight. Sligo are away to Bohemians. In terms of Sligo, with 8 league games left, it's really time Sligo started winning games. If they have any chance of staying up, they're getting cut adrift a wee bit at the bottom there.
Yeah, I think they're in big trouble, Mark. You know, having watched them that night in the Brandywell, you know, you were trying to put a positive spin on it for them, and you're thinking to yourself, how are they going to get out of it? You could say that they had organisation, you know, they had great effort and great desire, but they lacked physicality, you know, and they lacked creativity. And you're just looking at them and you're thinking to yourself, especially the likes of, you think Drogheda have enough about them to avoid relegation. I know they're sitting second from bottom at the minute, but and Waterford have been in such a good role since Graham Coughlin came in, so it's going to be really difficult for Sligo, and that's, to be honest, it's one of them where I can't really see them escaping from the bottom of the table.
Yeah, elsewhere in the top flight, tomorrow night, Friday, second place in Pats. They can put a wee bit of pressure on Rovers at the top with a win at home to Waterford. Galway welcome Shelburne to the West, and it is the big Louth derby between Drogheda and Dundalk. Anthony, thank you very much for joining us on The Score this evening. We look forward to talking to you again soon, and enjoy the weekend and the trip to Galway. Hope it all goes well for you.
Good job. Thanks a million, Mark. Thank you.
There you go. That is former Harps boss Anthony Gorman, also heavily involved with the management setup at Letterkenny Rovers this year. So we're going to take a quick break on the show. Plenty of more football chat to come. When we come back, we're going to hear from Bonnygee United boss Declan Lynch and Coghill Celtic manager Gavin Cullen. Talk soon. You're very welcome back to the programme with Coghill Celtic, Letterkenny Rovers and Bonnygee United all kicking off their FAI National League campaigns this weekend. Bonnygee are the only side that will get to play in front of a home crowd in round one. Declan Lynch's side welcome the challenge of Dublin's Home Farm FC, a League of Ireland club until 1999. It is a huge challenge for Bonnygee to step up to the new level of football, but new manager Declan Lynch says the unknown element is something to look forward to rather than dread.
The key word would be excited. Everyone's excited. The players, the coaches, the club, because it's a new step and the new level for the club. And hey, we've had a good season with the preparations under our belt now, and we're just excited to get going here on Saturday.
What have the preparations been like in terms of training? Have you got a number of friendlies under your belt, and have you got a good look at the squad that you have going into the weekend?
We have, yeah. We got about 4 or 5 friendlies in there, so good preparation. I think the main thing for pre-season was the conditioning, and then the last couple of weeks then is they do with the match sharpness. So, but as I say, pre-season never prepares you as much for what's going to happen on Saturday when you're coming up and it's the competition time when the whistle goes.
That's it. And just taking a look at the squad that you've assembled, you've Gareth Harkin there, his experience as captain will be brilliant. Ryan Rennie's back, and you've brought in the likes of, you know, Gary Merritt and Michael McIlroy in there as well. How have those boys settled in, and what are they going to add to the squad this season?
I think they've settled in perfect with the squad, because they're, first and foremost, they're good lads. And when we were looking to bring in players, we were looking to bring in the right fit, and that was the wee sort of a player that fits the personality of the squad. And hey, as well as that, they all have ability on their own and their own positions, and especially with Gareth Harkin, with experience as a captain, he's been there, he's done it. So he's good to sort of be that sort of captain. They lead the team out on Saturday. And then we have Gary too, that sort of experience in knowing the PIL and stuff, and he's a goal scorer. So having him in there in that spine as well, in the top line, and then with Michael coming in and stuff, I've worked with Michael before and stuff, and he's a good lad, and he's keen to learn. He's young, but he's keen, and he's played senior football. And then the likes of Ryan Rennie, local lad coming back, they just get back and they playing football. Like, we all know the ability he has, and it's just helping him now to get find that match sharpness and get back to his best. And if he gets back to his best, I definitely think Bonagy will benefit, and I'm excited to see what the kid can do.
So your first game in the campaign, it's at home. The other two Donegal clubs, Letterkenny Rovers and Coghill, are away from home in their first game. So from that perspective, you must be happy enough to have your first game at the Dry Arch. It's a nice start, isn't it?
Definitely. I think it's home advantage that always helps. So it does, because, as I say, it will give just the players that sort of home fixture. As always, you have that sort of, it's not really home comfort because the team's coming up and they're going to be difficult, but it's instead of travelling away and stuff, but also that it's off the pitch. It gives the fans the support straight away on week one, just that sort of, it's a home fixture, but as well as that, it gives the club that sort of home fixture. They sort of see where they're at and see what a match day experience is like. So it's exciting all around the club, on the pitch and off the pitch.
So Home Farm are the visitors to Dry Arch Park this weekend. A massive club in Dublin, it goes without saying. They've produced a lot of quality players over the years. A former League of Ireland club as well, of course. No doubt it's going to be a tough test, but one that you're relishing, I'm sure.
That's it. As you have to, you know the history of Home Farm and stuff, and a team coming off from Dublin, there's no easy fixture in this league, and especially a team coming out of Dublin. So, like, we're under no illusion of the test that's ahead of us. But at the same time, I think we have the belief in our squad. They just take the challenge as it comes, because if you don't have the belief that you could beat a team like that, then look, you're a step back already. So we have to go in with that belief that we can cause an upset. No, especially the team coming up. So yeah, looking forward to it.
It's an interesting dynamic, because you're playing the teams at home and away up until November, and then the season gets up and running, maybe next season aligning with the League of Ireland season. So from now until the end of November, I think it is, with the truncated season, what will the objectives be? What are you going to try and figure out over the next couple of months?
I think it's like a sort of, it is like a trial run. It's just going to, as you say, we're going into the unknown. We don't know the teams around us. We haven't got a look at them yet. So it sort of will give us a good gauge of the level. It will give us a gauge of where our squad sort of fits into that level, and if we need the strengthening and stuff or not, we're okay. So it's a big indicator for that. But also, I think for the club and stuff too, I think the whole logistics and stuff and working all that out too, it will give them a good insight and a good trial run. The sort of be better prepared then when we go into the longer season, that's more commitment, then when we know, right, we can get better prepared. So I think the main thing is it's the learning now over the next couple of weeks will be for the preparation for the long season coming in then next year.
And you mentioned it before, but it's a great opportunity this Saturday for locals to get out and support senior soccer on Saturday afternoon in Letterkenny. It'll be nice to get a big crowd at the Dry Arch. And the club are offering free admission, I think, for school kids this Saturday, isn't it? That's a nice incentive to get families along to support the club in their first game in senior football.
Definitely. Because if you think about it, that's of the national leagues, they continue. Hopefully, it's the young kids that's going to be there watching in the future. They're going to be the ones that are looking to aim to move up through the ranks in the club too. And I hopefully one day then be representing Bonagie themselves, knowing that National League. So it does start from the kids, and it's the kids that get the buzz, but also then the kids with the family and stuff too. But I think with that, the family side too, it'd be great to get as much as we can, because there's been a lot of work and effort behind the scenes from volunteers to get, you know, to where we're at today for Saturday. So if we get a big crowd, it just gives them that sort of reward of like the work they've put in is all sort of worth it. So it'd be good if we can get the crowd it. But also too, for the players on the pitch, you can see even from the crowd and the buzz, the players will feed off the energy and always from the support they get too on the stands, which would be perfect.
Yeah, sure will. And from a personal point of view, Declan, you took over the job this summer. You're a former Bonagie player. You've loads of experience. You know the club inside out. You must be raring to get going and seeing what you can achieve with the club.
Definitely. Definitely. It's like you're sort of similar pathway to the players. You're preparing yourself as well as the players for what's to come, and it's the unknown. But at the same time, you're throwing yourself into a position where you have to make decisions and tough decisions. But you're throwing yourself up against the top teams in Dublin. You're figuring out yourself where you're at that level. But I'm definitely excited for the challenge. I'm definitely excited for the challenge, and a challenge too where there's going to be a lot of learning. There's going to be a lot of ups and downs, and there's going to be disappointments. That's football. But the main thing is, as a team, as a squad, as a club, is we learn from them disappointments and we bounce back, and hey, we keep pushing forward. And that's what I'm looking forward to as the most as a coach as a manager, Bonagie.
I would say you've had a busy summer and not a competitive ball kicked yet, have you?
I have. That's what I was saying. The ones in the club there, it's like people don't realize when you're a manager and stuff, it's, you want to spend all your time on the pitch, but unfortunately, most of your time is spent off the pitch, organizing things, making phone calls, and getting them things right. So, it's the jobs that need to be done. But trust me, I love being on the pitch and I love being on the sidelines. So, as well, you're doing all that work, and then when it comes in a Saturday, that's what it's all about—the buzz from the crowd and the challenge of home farm coming up, and just the National League. So that's where you put the work in. That's what keeps you going. So it is.
That's it. Hopefully, all the hard work will pay off. Just finally, before I let you go, Declan, in a touching tribute to the late Kieran McKay, Kieran's name is going to appear under the crest of your jerseys for the season. The club meant a lot to Kieran, and Kieran obviously meant a lot to the club as well. He's sorely missed, but I'm sure he won't be too far away from your thoughts when you make the walk out on Saturday at the Dry Arch.
Oh, definitely, because actually we were down in Dublin yesterday for the launch day. And it was the first time I saw the new kit. And then I just noticed under the crest, it was Kieran's name with a signature. And I thought it was a touch of class from the club. It was really nice touch from the club. And I do remember Kieran when I was playing back, under Peter Moore and stuff. And I do remember him about the dugout and stuff in the changing room. So, yes, see tomorrow, and especially in his memory. But definitely the club will be thinking of Kieran tomorrow and stuff. And hopefully some of the players who knew Kieran too can sort of go out there and put on a good show and a good fight, for Kieran, because I'm sure if he was around, he'd be buzzing with the fixture coming up on Saturday.
That's Bonagie United manager Declan Lynch looking ahead to Saturday's home clash against Home Farm FC. That game gets underway at 5 o'clock on Saturday at the Dry Arch. Now, Gavin Cullen has been at the helm at Coghill Celtic since June of 2016. In his tenure, the club have solidified themselves as the top club in Inishowen and have been one of the most successful junior and intermediate teams in Ireland over the past decade. This weekend sees the dawning of a new era for Cullen and Coghill with the opening round of the FAI National League. Mairview United are the opposition this Saturday evening in Galway, and Cullen says the squad are in a good place heading into game one.
It's a massive, massive weekend and a big future ahead for us. Obviously, challenging times in terms of where we're going to be at on and off the pitch. But look, it's great to be involved in, and it's very exciting.
When you took over the job in 2016, is this a direction that you envisage the club going? I mean, it takes an awful lot of ambition to achieve as much success as you have had. And obviously now at this stage, your ambition has paid off. Is that the way it was always going to go, or how did you envisage it when you came in?
No, definitely not. Suppose in 2016, the club were in a good position. They'd won two leagues in a row and cups and done really well, and had a really good team, really good players. And sort of the ambition was to just try and keep that going for as long as possible. Now, fast forward, I suppose 10 years, 11 years, it's exceptional what we've done on the pitch. The amount of trophies we won, the success we've had both locally and nationally, and really, really stepped up in terms of the profile of the club and the profile of the players. So that's obviously where this has come in with the FA and going to the National League was the club have set a sail on a pedestal and got this opportunity. And I think on the pitch, we had to go for it. There's no point in standing still or going backwards, as I say. So, look, it's a challenge. It's challenges for the players, challenges for the managers. But, look, it's something that we're really proud to have to be here and really, really proud of the achievements we've had over the last 10, 12 years, you know.
You've bolstered the squad a wee bit for the new campaign, but you've got a good core of local players, and I know that's something that's very important to you. With the club being part of this National League now, it does give young local players a good opportunity to come through the ranks and play at a high level without even leaving in a showing.
Yeah, that was the biggest thing for me as a football person was players from any showing and having that opportunity. Obviously, if players don't go to Derry City or Coleraine or Finnhurst or wherever, you know, that they have that next step and for whatever circumstances, players develop at different levels. As well as a group of players that we had getting that opportunity, like it's massive, it's crucial that we have that stepping stone. We just can't have junior football right, and then the next step in is the League of Ireland. It's too big a gap. It's too difficult to bridge. So this is ideal. This is perfect. This is going to get players at a certain level of professionalism, a certain level of preparation, fitness levels playing opposition in different areas of the country, and it's great, and it's really opened the doors now for all young players or any age of player and in the showing to have that opportunity on their doorstep to play senior football. It's massive.
And you're happy with the squad as it is now heading into Saturday's clash against Mairview. I know you were fairly disappointed last Sunday to go out of the FAI Cup, but as a whole, you'll be better off having had those big couple of games, and obviously more experience the better.
Yeah, look, there were three great games we've had on top of our pre-season to set us off. Hugely disappointed last Sunday. Really felt we left one there. I felt we could have went on and won that competition. Fair play to Coatsford, they really put it up to us. Really worked hard and deserved a bit of luck and stuff, but we didn't do ourselves justice in the performance whatsoever. Compared to the weeks before, we were really at it and really good. The squad's looking healthy, looking very strong. We have a squad of 24 players. Mostly of what we had last year, we've added Bart Wesolowski from Mancrana as a striker, really, really good addition. Really looking forward to working with him again. We've added Shamie McLaughlin from Greencastle, young prospect that I watched over the last couple of years, and he's really, really impressed me in pre-season. So we've added Shane O'Gara as a goalkeeper from Strabane Athletic, we need a competition for Harry, and we're already seeing the fruits of it. Harry's been excellent in pre-season, been excellent in the game so far. And it also gives us a good group of goalkeepers with Harry, Stephen McNulty, Shane O'Gara, and Dara Donnell all training together and working hard as a group. And that's again adding to the standard of the goalkeeping department. We've also added young Danny McDade. He was from the club, but he was in Spain for the last year. Really, really exciting prospect. Really, really good with the ball and lots of potential. So we're very happy with where we're at squad-wise. Obviously, the door's always open to improve, and we'll always be watching to improve. And obviously, the players that are there have that opportunity now this short season to get a taste of it and see where they're at.
And looking ahead to this weekend, what about Mairview then? Obviously, a big club, great facilities. They'll be well ready for this as well. But these are the types of clubs now that Cockhill want to be playing their trade against going forward. And it's great that these kind of clubs are going to be the opposition week in and week out.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Look, Mairview United have a brilliant history. Big catchment there, a big club. Funny or not, my first game back as a player with Cockhill in 2013 was against Mairview United in the League Cup when Mairview were a League of Ireland club. So Like I say, it's not that long ago that they were a League of Ireland club, and they've obviously aspirations to get back to that level. So look, really difficult game, really difficult task to go to Galway for the first game. But look, they're in the same boat. We're all in the same boat. All the clubs are. We're apprehensive but excited of what the future holds for us.
And in terms of support, Gavin, I know you're away in Galway this weekend to Merivale, but next weekend sees the visit of Home Farm to the Charlie O'Donnell Sports Grounds. That, already looking forward to it. That's going to be some occasion. I'm sure there'll be a massive crowd in attendance for that. And that'll be the first game of senior football in Inishowen, so it doesn't get any bigger than that, really.
It doesn't. Look, obviously, we have had some huge games in Charlie O'Donnell Park over the years, but I think this one is the icing on the cake. I don't think it gets much bigger than this. As I say, the first ever senior League of Ireland fixture played in Inishowen. It can only ever happen once. So it's a huge game. I expect a huge crowd. We had a great crowd last week in the FAI Junior Cup game. I expect that to be bigger again. And look, I urge all football people in Inishowen and everybody to come out and get behind the boys, because we have players from all over Inishowen, and they love that support, and we would love that support, and they push it on, because it will be a good standard of football. There'll be exciting games. There'll be tough games. We will lose games for sure, but look, it's a great, great chance for our players to showcase what they're about.
And just finally, Gavin, what does the next few months look like then? What will you be looking to achieve between now and November? I know it's a truncated season from now until November, so ahead of next year where it all kicks off properly, what would success look like for Cockhill in the next few months?
Look, success is finding their feet, as I've contended. I really told the players over pre-season and stuff, like, football is a results business, but this short season possibly is probably one of the only times it's probably not as important. All the players will get their minutes and get their opportunities as best we can over the next, and it will be limited because we're only playing 8 fixtures. But they have to understand that the squad we have now, we want that squad together for the next 18 months. We're preparing for the full season next season. We want players to buy into that, which they have been. They've been brilliant in pre-season. The attitude's been first class. The work rate has been first class. So the maybe players that you usually play in every week or stuff like that, maybe we'll have to set out games just because we're looking at all our players within the squad. That's just the way it's going to be. If we win the games, brilliant. If we lose the games, we're not going to get too hung up about it. You know, we're all, as I say, all the clubs are in the same boat. They're all be finding their feet over the next 2-3 months to see where they're at for the new season next year.
Cockhill Celtic manager Gavin Cullen. So to recap, this weekend's FAI National League fixtures, all 3 Donegal clubs play on Saturday. Cockhill are away to Merivale United at 3:00. At the same time, Letterkenny Rovers make the trip to face Salthill Devon. And the late game is at Dry Arch Park at 5:00. Bonnygee United welcome the challenge of Home Farm FC. Donegal Junior League football also gets up and running this weekend. On Saturday, there's a full round of ties in the Voodoo Cup, and on Sunday, it is round 1 of the Brian McCormick Cup. And in the show, there's action in the Clubman Shirts Cup, the Charlie O'Donnell Cup, and Divisions 2 and 3 of the Inishowen Football League. Up north, Coleraine are away to Portadown in the NAFL Premiership tomorrow night. Limavady play Linfield on Saturday. And in the Championship, Institute are at home to Newington tomorrow night, while Strabane begin life with Tommy Canning in charge as they play Newry City. Now let's look ahead to what's happening in Gaelic games this weekend. Just the one Donegal Senior Football Championship game on this weekend. The rescheduled fixture between Kilcar and Four Masters will be played in Towny at 2:00 on Saturday. We'll have updates from that game with Kieran Cannon on Saturday Sport. In the Junior Championship on Saturday, Letterkenny Gaels take on Urris, and St Mary's Convoy are at home to Neave Breach. And it is hurling semi-final weekend here in the county. The 2 intermediate last 4 ties will go ahead tomorrow night, Friday. Ivra Ballyshannon and Buncrana go head-to-head, while Dunloe go up against Cairn Donna. And on Saturday, it is the turn of the seniors. There's a doubleheader at O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. The first game sees reigning champion Setanta face Sean McCool's from 5, and at 7, St Junan's, beaten finalists last year, they take on Burt. The junior semis are on Sunday. St Junan's play Sean McCool's, and Letterkenny Gaels play Four Masters. Well, the Derry Senior Football Championship has just begun. 7:30 this evening was the throw-in time between Fochan Vale and Lavie at Owen Beg. Tomorrow, Kilray play Newbridge. That's also at 7:30 at Owen Beg. And Saturday sees the meeting of Glenullen and the Loop and Steelstown against Swatra. On Sunday, Ballaghy play St Canice's. Glen take on Banagher. Ballanderry face Ballinascreen and Slotneil take on O'Donovan Rossa. All games in the Derry Senior Football Championship this weekend are being played at Owen Beg. The Ulster Rugby Championship has rolled around once again and it all kicks off for Northwest teams on Saturday in Ulster Championship 1. Oma are away to Ballymoney and Limavady go to Cook. In Ulster 2, Letterkenny travel to Carrickfergus. City of Derry host Lisburn. Larne play Coleraine and Strabane welcome the challenge of Academy. In cricket, there's a full round of games across both sections of the Northwest Premier League this weekend. And finally, for this evening, the annual Donegal Half Marathon will be held this coming Sunday morning, beginning at 9 o'clock in the morning. Participants are urged to collect their race packs at the Aura Leisure Centre in Letterkenny either on Friday between 6 and 7pm, Saturday between 2 and 6, or if necessary, between 7:30 and 8:30 on Sunday morning, just before the race. That is just about it from me tonight. If you missed any of the show, you'll be able to listen back to it very shortly over on our website at highlandradio.com or over on the Radio Player app. I've been your host, Mark Gallagher. Thank you very much, as always, for listening in. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday, and I'll be talking to you all again very soon. Take care.